Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Back in Studio A this morning with my guest, as I mentioned, from the Farmington Civic Center. The supervisor of the Farmington Civic Center, Mr. Randy West, is back here in the studio with me. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Scotty. How are you, buddy?
I'm well. Good to see you.
I got to tell you, I've done this many times, and I'm always delighted to spend time with you, but I always wear my baseball hat.
Yes.
And today, I'm going gray.
Okay.
So, all right. If I suddenly start to stumble, the hat goes back on.
I see. I didn't cause the gray, right?
Long
before we met.
Long before we met.
All right. But good to see you. And I join you in some of that, too.
A little bit.
Good to have you here. Lots of stuff planned at the Farmington Civic
Absolutely.
Center coming up.
Big
as usual.
Spring and summer.
Yeah. And last time you were here, you talked about the performance that was coming up for the kids this kind
that
of winter.
That might have been a newspaper-related piece.
Yeah.
I think what we said.
Right.
We can now say.
But we couldn't say the name because
right.
you were waiting for the ink to dry on the
right.
contract, I
it
think.
It is dried.
Okay.
Actually, we're doing Newsies Junior with the Littles, and the Littles are the 8 to 16-year-olds. Then in the fall, in September,
yep.
we do Teen Voices,
right.
which is, I think, 12 to 18. So this was the one that goes clear down.
Yeah.
It's really, really an exposure program. Many, many of the kids have not done theater before, but many of them are becoming old pros at, you know, a very young age. And so Paul and Melissa Stewart run that program for
mm-hmm.
us. And when we sat down to talk to them, they said, we'd like to do Newsies Junior, and we'd like to do it with 30 kids. And we said, fine. Jordan Grant, who does the programming with me, we sat down. We had a meeting of the minds. We brought in Ed, mm-hmm. who's my technical director, and we put the technical package around it. And we said, no, we're good to go. And then we announced sign-ups for Newsy Junior, and within 10 minutes, 30 slots were gone.
Oh, wow.
And the next day,
okay.
we had mothers calling Jordan saying, we didn't know that there was a possibility all 30 slots would go in 10 minutes. And we quite honestly said, we didn't know that all 30 slots would go in 10 minutes. So he would come in to me with the phone and say, this woman wants to know if we want to hear their child in their bedroom crying over the fact they didn't get in Newsies.
Oh, no.
And I said, no, I'm not that strong a man. let's explore it. So we went in and we had Deja Heaton as a dance captain to give him some more support. And we just said, look, we're going to work this out, and then we'll explore it after we figure out how many kids we really have. And we are now doing Newsies with 57 young people.
Oh, my gosh. That's
so
almost
we
double.
Almost doubled it.
Yeah.
But
okay.
everybody's happy, and everybody's
okay.
And it's going really, really well.
Good.
And,
okay.
And that's a very exciting part. They play, checking my glasses,
yeah.
February 15th, 16th, and 17th. So a whole weekend.
Right, at the Farmington Civic Center.
$5 a ticket. And,
okay.
and let me just say that Newsies Junior is part of the Heather McGoy Children's Theater.
That's right.
And we've been connected to the Heather McGoy Foundation since she was a lead at Sandstone. She did the lead in South Pacific and a Midsummer Night's Dream. And was tragically killed in Farmington in a very severe traffic accident.
Right.
And her parents are in Texas. They just talked to her the day that she passed.
Mm.
And she said, well, if I couldn't perform, I'd like to have a positive effect on young people that might want to perform. And so when she passed, her parents got a hold of us, the city, and asked if we would found a foundation in her name. This is the continuation of this. The Heather McGoy Children's Foundation is actually part of the Heather McGoy Four Corners, which is from Four Corners Musical Theater.
Sure.
So it's linked to our professional company.
Right.
Heather McGoy Four Corners Theater Academy. And when we do a production with Four Corners, we ask all of the professionals that we bring into town if they want to teach while they're here. Mm-hmm. It's my giving back program.
Right.
And so we teach for littles and teens and adults during those shows. And in the summer, we teach all summer.
Yep.
But so it's an academic program tied to a production for little ones and then a production for teens. And then we plan the summer. So the last Four Corners Musical Theater production of the summer has slots in it for young people from Farmington. And they do the audition in March, which we're going to mention.
We'll talk about, yep.
And then they get cast. And then in June, they rehearse once a week with my choreographer, Sarah Harkness, mm-hmm. and Shara Piper, who's one of our musical directors. And they start working 90 minutes a week, so that by the time we actually go into the rehearsals for Wizard of Oz, because we're a professional company, so we usually rehearse about 14 days.
Right.
The locals, both the local adults, which is a different boot camp, and the local kids, they already know everything they sing, and they already know everything they dance.
Right.
So all they have to do is get coordinated into the professional company. And I was saying this, I visited the Rotarians yesterday.
Yes, that's right.
And I was saying that when I do the summer contracts, I find the very best, wow, do we have people coming in that are talented this summer. But part of that email that goes out with the contract says, you are being hired for three reasons. One, that you are wildly talented. Two, that you want to mentor locals and you want to mentor local youth mm-hmm. while you're here. And three, when you come in a room, almost everybody in that room would acknowledge that you're the nicest person in it. And if you meet those three criterion and this contract works for you, sign up to spend part of the summer with us.
There you go.
And I think
that's
in the past, you were in Annie.
Right.
And you might going to be in something soon.
I don't know.
In the summer.
Know.
We don't know.
I don't know.
Might be.
Don't know.
But we had a great experience with you. But you also saw how the professionals
right.
really make a commitment to making the locals as good as they can be.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was the odd man out. But that's okay. I mean,
no,
you just had me in there. That's
you
okay.
made
I appreciate
a terrific.
That. But that talks about, too, how the kids work into the show. Because the orphans and Annie were part of this that you're talking about. They were rehearsing all summer. Last year, you had students in Joseph. Who rehearsed all summer. And this year, we're doing
Wizard of Oz.
There's
in
the
August.
Cat out of the bag.
And what we're doing is...
Are they Munchkins?
The whole Munchkins
okay.
scene will be played by younger people.
Okay.
And then we have some really exceptional younger talent that this year we're putting on little student internships. And those people Jovi. Mm-hmm. We'll be dancing in the Jitterbug number, and we'll be doing the On Toe stuff for the Poppies number, because she's just a tremendous dancer.
Sure.
She just happens to be 14 or 15 years old.
Well.
But she can dance with anybody on the planet, I think.
Right.
And so we also have a terrific group of locals that we use in professional slots.
Okay.
And almost all of them are coming back this. So it really has become more and more about not just being a professional musical theater company, but being Farmington's musical theater company, and with really strong roots into the community.
Right. Well, and really reaching out to those kids, those students, those young people and teens and young adults who want to maybe consider pursuing theater and getting some mentoring from the professionals that you're bringing in.
Krista Chapman, who's my boss, mm-hmm. She was mentioning, because she put this together almost looking for my hat, see?
Right.
She put this together almost before I did, that we were asked last year if we would put together the national tour of Christmas Carol.
That's right.
And so it ended up that I was going to direct, and then it moved to my whole creative staff putting the show together. And then we were asked to take it from the Christmas Carol that they had to a brand new version of Christmas Carol that was a piece of musical theater. So we had 3 months to write it into a new musical, which we then sent on the road. But in the middle of that, people that had been working in Four Corners Musical Theater with us, I was able to show the producer that they were the best talent available to go on the national tour. And so Emma Price went, who is coming back this year for both Damn Yankees and Wizard of Oz. But Sarah Harkness, who is my associate director and choreographer, and she plays in some of our shows because she's also a terrific talent. She was Mrs. Cratchit on the tour. And then she ran all my cleanup rehearsals and also adapting the show to whatever theater they were in. And then Reed Jackson, who is my production stage manager here, has done all my shows for the last 2.5-3 years. He was the production stage manager on the national tour. And then Zeta, who is, Jake Swank and his mother Amber went as a team. Mm-hmm. Amber has been doing the summer shows, and so does Jake. Jake does the first summer show because he plays football in August, which we understand. We share with everyone.
Yeah, see.
And but Jake was young Scrooge, and then the youngest Cratchit boy, and then he also was the boy at the end who goes to buy the biggest turkey in the turkey shop for Scrooge.
Okay.
And then his mother was Mrs. Dilber, who is Scrooge's housekeeper. And they went on tour together. Mm-hmm. And then Zeta Lyle, who we met way long ago. She was supposed to be Annie in Annie in the season that got canceled.
Right.
When we came back from Mamma Mia, her mom came to me and said, is there anything Zeta can do? And they live in Durango.
Yeah. Right.
And I said, well, I could make an ensemble slot, but she'd be the youngest person in the ensemble, and you'd have to come down for every rehearsal and every show, and that's on you. And she said, we'll do that. And Zeta and her mom did it. I mean, she came to every rehearsal from Durango, and she came to every performance. And then after that, the next year when we got to do Annie, she was the mayor's youngest daughter in Music Man. And then she came back, and she was Annie and Annie. And it's funny, right after Annie, we did as our Halloween show that year, we did Sweeney Todd. And Zeta was coming to a matinee of Sweeney Todd, and I saw her in the lobby, and I started to go in the theater with her. And when she went in the theater, somebody turned around and said something. The whole theater went abuzz with, Annie's here! Annie's here!
Right.
And so she's somebody, well, she's got bright red hair.
Yes.
So she is recognizable. But then she came back last summer, and she played Little Red Riding Hood and Into the Woods for us.
That's right.
And then she ended up playing Faye, who is Scrooge's older daughter. Sorry, Scrooge's older sister, who dies giving birth to Fred, which is why Scrooge doesn't like Fred.
Right.
And of course, we resolve all of that in the musical.
Of course.
But but my partner, Justin Hill, wrote a song with me called "Home" for Fan to sing when she comes to get Scrooge from the school where he's left all by himself and he's the only person there for holidays, and she goes to bring him home, wrote that song. And when I first heard it, I said to Margaret, my wife, I said, boy, would that be terrific if Zeta could sing that. And I just made a little tweak, ask to her mother first, and Christine said, yes. And so Zeta went on the whole national tour.
She was on the tour while still, I guess, doing her schoolwork and figuring all that out, right?
Doing all her schoolwork. And,
because they were gone for
Sarah,
how many weeks?
6 weeks.
6 weeks, yeah.
And Sarah was the chaperone for Zeta.
Okay.
But if you saw Zeta grow on that tour, she was a full, as she has always been with our company, she was a full-blown member of that company and did everything.
Right.
And that's proving in some way that what we're teaching at Four Corners Musical Theater, and what we're instructing, and we're really teaching professional musical theater technique, which is not in a college prep for most of the colleges. I mean, what you learn in colleges is appropriate and can be used, but the actual way we do it in professional musical theater is a little different.
Right.
And so what we teach is... Well, of course, it didn't hurt that I directed the national tour, so of course it was in my style of musical theater. But we had all these local people. I think we sent 8 people on the tour.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then they got the experience. They get on their resume that they did a national tour.
Sure.
And we benefit. Everywhere we played with Christmas Carol this last year, on the playbill and on the poster, it said originally produced and created by the city of Farmington, New Mexico, Four Corners Musical Theater. So
how about that?
Our name went out. They played North Carolina.
All over.
They played Florida.
Over, right?
They played Delaware. They played Buffalo.
Yes. Right.
And up to Wisconsin. So it was a great place to get our name out.
Exactly. And the tour went well. We were talking about that. And the weather did not impact it. There were no cancellations.
Nope.
I think there were some sellouts across the
theaters. You know, the
theaters.
Show sold like crazy.
So congratulations.
Yeah,
I think that's great. And it's
going to
go out again next year as a plan, right?
We're planning to send it out in
this year.
In 2.0
yes.
this year.
Okay.
So
maybe a little extra instruments, maybe a little extra orchestrations.
That's part of what you have planned.
Yes.
And then also, I mean, we had to put it together in 3 months. So I was getting new songs in the 12 days that we were rehearsing it. And once we sent it out, I mean, you have to make a commitment to a cast to say, this is locked.
We're not going to change anything. No changes. Right.
And
got it.
Toward the end, we made a couple of cuts. And Sarah put them in for me,
mm-hmm.
Sarah and Reed. But mostly we were all talking about how what we wanted to change going forward. So there will be a 2.0 that we'll put together in Farmington.
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned.
Do the first shows here
and
then send out on a tour.
It might be before Thanksgiving, but you'll be able to see it because they have to hit the road to get ready for the Christmas season. So that's exciting.
Very exciting.
So real quick, this summer, we'll talk about that. You've got a few things planned for summer theater.
We do.
So you've kind of let the cat out of the bag with Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, let me just tell you that in March 21st through the 31st,
mm-hmm.
we're doing Baby here in as our spring show.
Okay.
Well, once we open Baby, it opens on a Thursday, Friday, and then that Saturday morning at 9 o'clock are the first open auditions for the summer shows.
Okay.
And then we play through that Sunday, and then that following Monday night at 6, we do open auditions again for the summer. And if for some reason those 2 dates don't work, just contact me at the Civic Center and we'll schedule an audition. The audition is really easy. It's filling out a form so we know what conflicts you have in the summer, because that sometimes depends how we can use you. And the boot camps, which start in June, are designed so if you need to go on vacation and you need to miss a boot camp, or even some cases 2 boot camps, that's okay. We still will get you taught by when you need to know the material. So it's not like you're locked into doing nothing but musical theater all summer. And the boot camps this year are on Monday nights.
Okay.
So it's once a week on Monday nights with Sarah and Shara. And I have some slots held in Damn Yankees. It's a couple of kid slots and a couple of teen slots and some adult slots, because they have some teens in the Joe Hardy fan club section, and they have some kids that are outside the ballpark looking for autographs. So I held some of those roles, but mostly it's Wizard of Oz. That the whole Munchkin scene, it does involve Glinda and Dorothy and the Wicked Witch, and they're all played by pros, but everybody else in that. And it's probably a 10, 12-minute scene. They sing 3 numbers,
mm-hmm.
and all the dialogue, the Munchkin dialogue, will be done by people that are high school age or younger. Down to if we find them, you know, even handheld little Munchkins, if we find some that my crew's going to hate me for saying that. But I see adorable kids, and it's really hard for me to not give them a theatrical experience. And we do encourage, Some theater programs don't allow parents. I totally allow parents. Mm-hmm. You can be at any rehearsal you want to come to. You can also, we encourage parents to be in the show with their kids. So if you want to play an adult, you know, Merry Old Land of Oz person, or if you want to be in the adult ensemble and have your child be in the Munchkins, that's absolutely okay. And I know we have some parents that are counting on coming back and doing that. And some of those parents are very fine dancers.
See?
And I won't mention them by name.
What's there?
Ellen.
Okay.
So
there you go.
We're counting on that all happening.
Okay. So, but the big change
so
is...
So that starts.
Right.
I mean, that's the auditions.
Right.
It's on our website.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to our website. It'll show the auditions. You fill out an application so we know what you want from us and when you have conflicts. That's basic. So bring your conflict book. Or you can call the Civic Center and we'll email you an audition form and you can completely fill it out before you come.
Okay.
And then also you sing a 2-minute song from any source. So it doesn't have to be from a musical. It can be a pop tune. It can be from a Disney movie. And if you want to come sing to a karaoke track or even the soundtrack of the movie, and you want to play it on your own phone so it is exactly how you hear it at home, that is totally okay with us. So I think you're going to find that we are so excited about young people that want to do theater that you're going to be welcomed at the door. And I run this theater company like a big family. And anybody who's done projects with us will, I think, confirm that. So you'll never be embarrassed if you make a mistake. Sarah and I sometimes say, if you're going to make a mistake, do a big one, and we'll all learn from it. So I tell directors that are learning how to do this to create a fertile garden and grow talent in it. So
okay.
That's the environment that we have. Any questions, call me directly, and I'll be happy to talk to you.
Okay. All right.
What are we going to now, Scott?
Well, I'm just going to just mention that the big change that I see for the summer is only 2 productions.
That's right.
And so one will be longer than they have been in the past.
The powers that be, Sandstone used to run for 6 shows. And 6 weeks, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And
outdoors, that's the outdoor summer theater.
That's in the outdoor at mm-hmm. Sandstone.
At Amphitheater.
So they came to me, the powers that be and the marketing department, and said, can't you do a baseball musical because of Connie Mack?
Sure.
And I said, let me look. I did. There's, in my opinion, there's only one really big, good baseball musical, and that's Damn Yankees. And that's based on a book called The Year the Yankees Lost the Pennant. And it's a fanciful baseball story, but it takes place with the Washington Senators and somebody who is a big fan of the Washington Senators, who's now in his 40s to 50s, and his wife who puts up with him being the biggest baseball fan on the planet. And he says, I would sell my soul for one long ball hitter, and the devil shows up.
Uh-oh.
And makes a deal with him and makes him a 22-year-old baseball phenom that actually turns it around for the Washington Senators. Many, many famous songs. You Gotta Have Heart is from Damn Yankees, which is the
right.
quartet song for
yeah.
the baseball team. And whatever Lola Wants, Lola Gets is from that. 2 Lost Souls is from that. Those were the good old days. It was a big hit on Broadway, and they made a movie. The movie was still Gwen Verdon. It was basically the entire Broadway cast, if you see the movie, except Stephen Boyd, who played in many movies and was multi-talented, was not asked to play Joe Hardy. They hired Tab Hunter. So it's pretty much everybody from the Broadway cast, but they added Tab Hunter, if you
there
see
you
the
go.
Movie.
Okay.
And it's a pretty good depiction of the musical, if you want to just get a sense
okay.
of what it is. And the other thing that they asked was, do a baseball musical, and could you do it a little longer so it coincided with Connie Mack? So we're starting at the very beginning of June with Damn Yankees. We're opening the last week of June, and then we're playing all 4 weeks of July out. And we're doing in the snack stand, the concession stand, we're doing New York hot dogs and Chicago hot dogs. And then we're doing popcorn, peanuts, and Cracker Jack.
Of course you are. Of course you are.
For our baseball musical in the summer. So it should really be fun.
So all the month of July, basically.
All of July last week of June.
And
so
it's Damn Yankees
5 weeks
at Lions Wilderness Park Amphitheater. And then you go inside to start Wizard of Oz.
The second and third week of August. But we've added extra shows. Okay. So it's 2 weeks for Wizard of Oz, but two shows on Saturday and two shows on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
So we're actually, instead of doing eight, we're doing 12 shows.
Okay. All right. Very good. So that's the summer.
What are we going to do?
We have 2 minutes to talk about the rest of the stuff going on this winter.
I'm flying.
So let's talk about some of the other Civic Center things coming up really quickly, like Man Cave is probably the next thing that's coming, right?
That's January 27th. It's a guy that's really funny. He was recommended to us by a dear friend of ours. It's called Man Cave, a one-man sci-fi climate change tragicomedy.
Wow.
And
that's a lot.
He was routed. We got a really great price on him. He's really funny, and he's playing at the Toda.
Okay.
So that's a small venue to see comedy.
Right.
We've been placing more small comedy things at Toda, and this is along that line. Then on February 6th, we're doing Johnny Cash, the official concert experience. It's by the same people that we did Our Planet with last year, where we did the world premiere of that, and then also the same people that did the Simon and Garfunkel experience,
right,
which a lot of people liked. Also the British Invasion, which a lot of people liked.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm. And this is from the Johnny Cash family. So his son created this show, so it's filled with home movies that have never been seen before. They were looking for a Johnny Cash impersonator, and then they decided they own all the concert footage of Johnny Cash, so they picked the very best concert footage, cut out Johnny Cash, so it's just him and his guitar, and then put a live country band around him.
Okay.
So it's Johnny Cash up in the multimedia with a live band, and actually one of the band members is a blonde woman who everybody says is just a drop your jaw guitar player that's from the original Johnny Cash band.
Okay.
So are some real connections to the family and to Johnny Cash, and it's brand new.
And that date is February 6th.
That is correct.
Okay.
It plays here and then goes to Pope Joy for about three times more money.
Right.
And then Masters of Soul is here on February 10th. That's a big Motown review, and they do a lot of really well-known Motown songs. They're really good. And they were routed too, and we were able to get them at 7:30 on February 10th.
Right.
And then we do Newsies, as I said, February 15th, 16th, 17th. And then on March 2nd, last 2 years ago, we had the 10 Tenors.
Yes.
And they have been requested as something that they wanted us to bring back more than any other act that we've had here. And the 10 Tenors are international tenors from all over the world. Terrific sound. They sometimes sing in 10 parts. And a multimedia package, a light package, so it's dynamic, it's fun. And they sometimes, you know, have one or two with solos and everybody else singing in parts behind them. They do some stuff in 10 parts. My wife, who Margaret Clare, who some of you might know, is a pretty serious music person. And she loved the 10 Tenors so much that we went out in the lobby and bought their CD, and she still plays it in our house all the time.
See?
So that's coming up March 2nd.
Okay.
Both 10 Tenors and Johnny Cash are selling really well.
Good.
So if you're interested, give us a call, get some tickets. Okay. And then on March 12th, we've been trying to get this group for 2 years. They're out of Australia. They do one American tour a year. This year, we could get them routed to us. The only time we could get them was March 12th at 7:30, and it's at 7:30 because they're driving all day to get here.
Nice. Okay.
But it is a dinosaur show with real dinosaurs. Not real dinosaurs.
Oh.
Dinosaurs that are big, totally realistic puppets. It's the ones where
they're dinosaur size.
That's right.
That's for sure.
And you see the puppeteers outside the puppet, so it's not like they're inside the puppet. So
we're showing some pictures right now, just not to interrupt you, Randy, but on the screen and for our radio audience,
you just have to
envision what we're describing.
They are terrific looking dinosaurs with the puppeteers integrated into being their handlers, is what they call them.
Mm-hmm.
They do a 40-minute show starting at 7:30. Then they all go out in the lobby, and the kids can actually come up and ask direct questions of the handler or the dinosaur and actually touch them.
And so this
and
is during
the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, this is during spring break.
That is.
As well. But it's at 7:30 because you mentioned they're traveling to Farmington, so you couldn't
right.
have it any
I
earlier.
Get it any
but it's only an hour show. So
right.
if you want to bring younger kids, I
take
guess.
Take a nap first.
Let
and
them
come
take a
on
nap.
Down.
Come see the show. And but they'll get a chance to interact with these
right,
puppeteers
absolutely.
And actors after the show.
Well, and any of you that know Jordan Grant, who I work with, he's got two children that are dinosaur-aholics. And so we've been trying 2 years to get them, and this was the first time we could. Because if we know anything about the museum activity, Farmington loves its dinosaurs.
No kidding.
And so this is a chance to see people really creating dinosaurs and giving you a one-on-one experience with them.
There you go. Okay.
Did
you
I
did,
get through
you
everything?
You did it. You did it.
Yay!
Yes, you did. Yes, sir. Good job. And then, of course, we talk about Baby. We've already talked about that's coming on
oh,
stage at the
you,
end
Baby
of March.
Baby is March. It's the Halloween show and the March show are a totally professional company show.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all people where we put the talent together. We do have some really talented locals in this, but everybody in it is on a professional contract. It's a small show, takes place in a college town where a 20-year-old college couple, a 30-year-old couple that are coaches at the college, and a 50-year-old couple who he's the dean at the college, all three find out that they're pregnant and going to have a baby.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.